Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airlift Wing. I'm Staff Sergeant TK Williams from your public affairs team. It's UTA weekend, time for another CDS drop. Joining me today in the pod is Colonel Brian Priest, 130th Airlift Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, the 130th Wing Command Chief. Colonel Priest, what are your priorities for this drill?
Hey TK, thanks for having us here today and welcome to the podcast. I got three things I want to talk about this month. I want to start by thanking and recognizing a few people and organizations. I want to mention the A staff very briefly and then talk about our unit effectiveness inspection. So first, I want to mention two big promotions we got coming up this weekend. Senior Master Sergeant Anika Sloan from the Force Support Squadron and Senior Master Sergeant Jimmy Cole from the Civil Engineering Squadron / Fire Department, both promoted to chief. I'm really excited, really happy for them, very deserving, and look forward to seeing them put on that stripe this weekend. Since we didn't have drill in July, so I don't know if you guys remember back to June, but we had one of the best family days. I know it's one of the best I've seen in my career at the 130th. It is the best.
Absolutely, very good.
And probably the best of any wing out there in the Air Force. And there's a lot of people to thank for that. A lot of folks, a lot of work was involved. Can't name them all, but I do want to mention Beth Melton. She had the vision behind this. She was the planner. And just put together an event that I've as good as I've ever seen. So much appreciation to her, and she killed it once again.
Hear, hear.
Civil Engineering Squadron. This year they did their annual training at Home Station, which was kind of unique, and they made some great improvements to the wing. The base looks great. They cleaned up the Squadron Operations Building, made it look good, and I want to thank those guys. If you look at Building 141 when you drive by, if you look at the front, it's a lot cleaner now. And that was the maintenance group. Some members of the maintenance group decided to come down and on their own initiative. No one asked them to. No one ever mentioned it, but they wanted to make the base look better, and they cleaned that up. And I thought that was really fantastic. So appreciation to those guys as well. Operationally, I want to mention a couple things we've done since last drill. One, we worked with our state partners in Peru. I went down there and participated in an exercise, had a lot of great training. We also participated in an exercise based here in the States called Ridge Runner / Ridge Healer, special operations event. And we had a lot of airmen involved, including our AirMed Squadron and our Critical Care Air Transport Team. They got some training doing their AFSC, which was unique, something we haven't done for a while. So it was outstanding training and a chance for us to get better as a wing. So a lot of good things going on in the past month. One of the things you'll see and you'll be hearing about coming up here in the future, you may have already heard of it, is the A-Staff. I'm not going to use this podcast. It would take too long to fully explain it, but I do want to introduce it to those of you that haven't heard of it. We have 20 positions, DSG, Drill Status Guardsman positions added to the wing that starts with the Chief of Staff. That'll be Lieutenant Colonel Vic Dunrun-Kiedemann. The other 19 you're going to see advertised, there'll be a mix of officer and NCO, senior NCO positions. But take a look at those. You'll also see some information coming out, some probably via email with some attachments explaining the A-Staff and what it does. I do want to tell you that it will involve a deployment. If you sign up for those, it's very likely to include a deployment. So if you want to be a member of the A-Staff, know that you're likely to be asked to do that, and you'll be trained to learn your role. Some people may ask, is this going to replace the group command construct that we worked with for, dozens of years, if not longer? And no, it's not, at least not for the next few years at a minimum. We'll continue to rely on our group commanders, but you will see A-Staff leadership training to do their role the way they'll do it in a deployed environment. I wish Colonel Charb were here, because I'm sure he would explain that much more eloquently than I have, but look forward to seeing more information about that. Last thing I want to mention is our UEI, the Unit Effectiveness Inspection. So it happens every 5 years, and this week is our week. We'll have about 50 inspectors from the Air Mobility Command coming in to look at us and make sure we're managing resources, working to improve our unit, leading our people, and executing our mission. And I don't expect us to be perfect. Matter of fact, I know we won't. No wing is. We'll have areas we need to improve, but I do want to tell everyone that I know we're going to do great. I have 100% confidence and zero worry. And that's because of the people in this wing. I haven't looked at every program. It's not possible to do so. But I do know our people, and I know the pride we have, and I couldn't be more confident, and I'm excited to show Air Mobility Command what we can do. So, Chief, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I'll just say thanks to everyone.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, TK.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. I also wanted to say congratulations to our future chiefs. They've already become a part of our team, sir, and begin to work with the other chiefs, and I'm excited for them. And I also just had a suggestion for the UEI as well. You know, when someone comes in and they start inspecting and getting into your work, into your life, for some of us, you know, it can make us uncomfortable, and it's okay. It's okay. It's just a time to be courteous, be respectful, show a sense of urgency, and just show them what we're made of. And I'm with Colonel Priest. We're going to be just fine. We just need to just be transparent and give the inspectors what they're looking for, and everything will go. It'll go just fine. To that end, you know, we have some parking spots that are reserved, will be reserved for the AMCIG, 35 in all. There'll be 30 spots in the operation parking lot that'll be cordoned off, and additionally five more out in front of Building 107. That's where the AES squadron is. So the overflow for that, for the operations folks, will be the very rear parking lot. We've cleared that area off pretty well, and there'll be some additional parking spots that Chief Evans and I are going to mark out in front of the paving and grounds building, aka the P&G. So, and there'll be a bus and some shuttles to help people get back and forth just for a week or that week of the inspection. Just a reminder to everyone, your PME stratifications will be taking place after the August drill. So folks who are want to go in residence to NCOA, senior NCOA, CLC, or even SOS, need to get those names to your group SEL by close of business on drill. And the last thing I have, sir, is to want to put it on everyone's radar. On September the 8th, our outstanding family readiness manager, Beth Melton, has planned a breakfast. It'll start at 0700, and she's asked me to put together a little fitness workout that'll take place before that. We're going to be doing a little ruck march on the flight line around the aircraft with some exercises to go along with it. I promise it won't be too terrible. But we'll all get together and sweat and have a little fun, enjoy some camaraderie, and have breakfast together. That's September the 8th, and there'll be more to come on that. And I want to wish everyone a fantastic drill. Thank you, Colonel.
Thanks, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, TK.
Thank you. And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at 130aw.ang.af.mil. Also, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Staff Sergeant TK Williams reminding you to stay ready to go.